This is Consumed, a Star Wars Clone Wars Star Wars Original Trilogy Era fanfic written by Zarabithia and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Ahsoka Tano, with additional tags for pining, crush, one-sided relationship, alternate universe canon divergence, alternate universe AU for the original trilogy, Merry Month of Masturbation Challenge, 2019. Her brother treats their sparring matches with Master Tano like they're something sacred. Luke has read all the important texts that Obi-Wan recommends, and his determination to be the best Jedi ever trained outside of Coruscant is, well, charming. In the same sweet way that Luke manages to be sweet about everything. But Leia isn't her brother, and she doesn't have their mother's temperament the way he does. She wants to fight, because the aftermath of her father's fight with Palpatine still makes it necessary 16 years later. Her father and Obi-Wan hold back, too consumed with the knowledge that Palpatine almost seduced her father to the dark side to test her full capabilities. But Master Tano never holds back. And neither does Leia. Leia fights with all the fury that makes her father's shoulders tense and makes Obi-Wan's brow crease. She fights with the fury that makes Master Tano grunt and gasp for breath, with the kind of fury that leaves boot marks in Master Tano's robes. She doesn't win the sparring match. Not yet. But each time Master Tano knocks Leia on her back and presses the lightsaber to Leia's throat, there is a smile on Master Tano's face. It holds no worry, fear, or concern about what Leia's connection to the Force might hold. Still reckless, Master Tano says, with a laugh that travels down Leia's spine. But better than the last time we sparred. Luke has more control, Leia says, because it is what Obi-Wan and her father believe. And your father had less, Master Tano tells her. There is hope for you, Skygirl. Leia has a lot of hope, because you have to when you want so much. And, oh, Leia does. She wants to leave the oppressing perfection of Naboo and find the adventures that her parents and Obi-Wan swear exist. She wants to find the patches of unrest that she isn't supposed to hear about, and she wants to restore the justice that the other Jedi are doing such a terrible job of. She wants to prove Master Tano is right in having faith in her. And she wants Master Tano... Well, there is a lot about Master Tano that Leia wants. Sometimes, when Leia is done with practice and soaking away the bruises caused by her sparring loss, she allows herself to think about how much she wants of Master Tano. Leia slides her fingers inside of herself and thinks about how Master Tano's much more calloused fingers would feel there. Would Master Tano remember to take off her gloves first? Or would the thick material add to the friction that Master Tano would use to drive Leia to the edge as slowly and patiently as Master Tano did each time they sparred together? Would Master Tano be as merciless with her fingers as she is when the two of them spar? For when they are on the sparring mats, Master Tano shows no mercy. She is relentless, demanding, quick, and brutal. Leia bucks into her own hand as she remembers each time Master Tano soundly destroyed each of Leia's attempts to block or duck. And she bites into her bottom lip as she thinks about the times that Master Tano stood above her, grinning triumphantly. Would Master Tano be just as demanding with her fingers? Or would she be gentle? Leia squirms in the bath as she thinks of the times that Master Tano has comforted her over the worry that others have for Leia's temper. She swallows down a moan as she thinks of the tenderness with which Master Tano ran her fingers through Leia's hair. The moans grow more difficult to control as Leia thinks about Master Tano's face, so close to hers, breath hot against Leia's skin as Master Tano demanded to know what the lesson of the day had been. No. Leia does not want another lover who would treat her as a princess. It is the best Jedi that there has ever been that she wants in her bed. And that Jedi would never treat Leia as though she might break. So she would welcome the pressure of Master Tano's hands on her wrists, and the roughness that matches each time that Master Tano has demanded to know, "What did we learn about using the Force today, Leia?" The moans are successfully swallowed down, but the climax is not. More water splashes onto the floor than Leia is proud to admit. It is a sign of her failing to control herself, just as her Skywalker blood warns so many that she will do. But not Master Tano, and not Leia herself. Both of them have hope. The end. Reader's notes. I love this universe. It's all sketched out, but like the way I filled in the blanks for this, like the twins being raised with Padme's family on Naboo, and Anakin being like, "Well, I guess I didn't fall completely. Maybe he still lost another hand in the battle, like so he could be, you know, still cyborg dad." Dadakin, and Obi-Wan having that terrible regret this whole time, like, you know, we didn't do as much as we could have, so he doesn't know the complete amount of regret he could be carrying, but, like, how that tempers how Obi-Wan and Anakin interact with the Force, and how they interact with their Force-sensitive children, and Padme being, oh gosh, I love the idea of Padme as sort of this, the thing about Luke that makes him so beloved by all is that he has his mother's temperament. And we know that Leia's driving force is anger, right, in the original trilogy? I love the idea that everyone's a little bit extra hesitant around Leia as a Force-sensitive who has active Force powers because they see how much of her father she has in her. But then again, like, the idea of Leia and Ahsoka as their the Master Padawan pair there, like, it's everything I didn't know I wanted, but I love it. Them going on adventures together, Ahsoka teaching Leia things that her father taught her, and Leia having just as big a crush on her Jedi Master as Anakin had on his. Because that kind of thing runs in the family. it's so good. It's so good for me. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you to Zarabethia for writing this beautiful AU that I want to fill out and flesh out and, you know, the continuing adventures of Leia Nabari Skywalker and her quest to bring justice to the Outer Rim and Ahsoka being like, if this is what Anakin had to deal with, I'm so sorry for the entirety of the Clone Wars. Just like, you know, be the Padawan that you were. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to hear everything and anything that continues to exist in this universe. Force-sensitive Leia embracing her Force sensitivity and Force powers and also having a Force bond with Ahsoka where possibly her pining is getting transmitted through there. And also just Leia with lightsabers in general is so good for me. Anyway. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.